appreciate the last president.
He's the last president. You're wearing the sound here. Oh,
yes.
This is Arizona weather. That's that hot stuff down here.
Thank you.
season. So the pros and cons, sure.
Seized upon something that properly belongs at a level, different level of government, and that they're just not equipped in war to deal with problems that fit all across this country. Well, I know that I've run out of time here. I know that you're going to go on having meetings and briefings on this program of ours. Let me just say again that I'm most pleased to have you here, and gives me an opportunity to thank you all for your support during the campaign. But the catch in it is, as I've indicated already, we'd like to continue having that support for this program that we're going to try to go forward with. And in return for that, of course, want your input and continued communication on these problems. So with that, I think I'll have to get up and do what the little 9-year-old girl wrote me in a letter. That's what she said. Now, get to the Oval Office and get to work.
Thank you. citation. That is, if I was to, write in the date of the initial signature, I assume maybe I was. So the date has been let by surgery as well. So this is the 10th. And I assume it means when I signed it. No, in fact, it was when we're going to arrange for the presentation.
Yeah, right.
Seems like you're long enough now. That should be 1983 or 4.
The interesting thing is that John Marsh signed it because he was just born in yesterday.
All right.
What is that? The
this is the speech I've already written.
Yeah, we can save some time with the section.
Well, I mean for
for the medal of honor.
Efficiency and more economy. To see about those wormholes that they have there, because we have to work that as a lab.
Yeah, so it's some of these. I almost thought it was a parody.
You know, that's an example of maybe I'll talk just a little bit about what we're going to talk about the cabinet means, what the president's going to talk about the cabinet means, because. That's an example of what we were discussing yesterday.
Yeah, it'll be good to talk about that. We had the labor leader meeting this morning. It was interesting. Jesse Calhoun said they would like to form a committee from the industry, including union members, and show us where he got it. And I think this would be a good adjunct to what we're already doing.
And made it plain that they're well aware of the problem. They're eager to help because, as they put it, they know where an awful lot of the fat is.
We didn't get into with them the productivity commission
this morning.
Yes.
Yes, yes, told them about it. And told them that we'd be asking for their help.
So I think the thing that you were talking about yesterday, when you were saying that the cuts and all that is one thing, but you really wanted the cabinet to keep there. Their eye on the track, and that is if you come here to change the direction of this government.
Yep. Yes. And this article here for Ray is a perfect example. This isn't the type of thing that you can find in, say, kind of a budget appropriation or something. This is one of those that is true. What I think will be even the bigger savings, in which just through management they find the areas where extravagance has crept in, where they're not getting the full productivity. And I, as I say, I believe those will turn out to be bigger and bigger savings than just what you can see from looking at the budget and say, well, let's reduce X percent of this program or that program. But we found that in California when we really set out to save the things that Inspector Generals who are searching for fraud, but that's fine. It should be done. But they can look in on a very busy department and see everyone working and so forth and say, well, obviously there's nothing wrong here. But that isn't getting down, and it isn't their function, I know. It's management's function to look and say, well, wait a minute. is this really a necessary program that adds anything to the government, or are these people working at something that is costly but absolutely useless?
Right. Yes. This is exactly what's, as you notice, the Inspector General program is on the agenda for the cabinet today.
Yeah.
And I think you ought to make these points because it jives with what Ed Harper will be talking about, and that is the creation of a President's Council on President's Council on Integrity and Efficiency, so that you get the two purposes there. And the idea that inspector generals in the various departments shouldn't feel they're out there alone, that they get together once a month or every 2 months and compare notes, because what somebody has found in one department might well be present in another department. So you really... No, well, apparently not. We don't know all that happened, but the general feeling among the people in government is the inspector general program was never really fully utilized to the potential that, along the lines you're talking about.
And we're coming with the review of inspector generals.
They're moving right along, so we should have inspector generals in place. I know several departments have already picked out their new inspectors, inspector general.
Have any of them decided to go with the same ones?
I don't believe so, no. There may be one.
Yes, I've seen a list in which there are several already earmarked. Maybe possibly changing departments.
That's so, right. The ones where they have thought they ought to be retained, they thought they'd give them a new shot. But the interesting thing is they ought to first start with the bureaucracy in their own divisions. It's my understanding that in energy you have 129 people or more in the Inspector General's office, and you have over 400 people in the Labor Department in the Inspector General's office. Now, I think we better find out if all of those people are really needed in that function first.
You know, maybe, human nature being what it is, maybe we ought to have not that Inspector General, but have them exchange and look at each other's
Well, that's one of the reasons. Department. That's one of the reasons why we're trying not to have any Inspector General be in the same department he was in prior to your taking office. So we can't get that look. Or totally new people come in to some of these spots.
You know, I have to watch it. The cabinet's going to get tired of hearing about California. But, you know, when you think back of some of the things that we discovered, I guess really because we were new, we haven't been there long enough to know all the things you can't do. But, for example, just going down the valley, through the Central Valley, we were building a freeway, the highway department building a freeway, and the water program building the canal. And no one had thought of until then. They were literally parallel. And no one had thought of such things that they'd move into a town as they progressed and they'd have to set up a repair place for all their equipment and machinery or automobiles and trucks and so forth. And some headquarters space. And it didn't occur to them until we got there and looked and said, well, why don't we have one garage that could service both building programs and one headquarters that would service both, and it turned out to a tremendous savings.
We're running for a change, Mr. President. We're maybe 5 minutes ahead of time, maybe 10 almost, but you've got we've got the national security briefing at 9:30, and then we've got Max and Jim Brady for 15 minutes, and then the cabinet meeting at 10 o'clock scheduled for 60 minutes. I'm not sure that that we'll get everything in the 60 minutes as we normally don't, but why don't we, I think it'd be a good idea if we covered the agenda items for the cabinet meeting.
Well, the topics I think you had, you probably saw in your briefing book, the topics for the cabinet meeting. Yeah. Basically, we're going to talk. The main focus is on the economic program, of course, but there are three other items, the Inspector General item that I mentioned to you, personnel, particularly our efforts to get women and minority appointees into the various executive positions.
Also, if I may interrupt there, Mr. President, Penn is also going to summarize for the Cabinet exactly where we are overall in personnel placement. There's a perception, I think, out there that we're behind schedule in filling Cabinet sub-cabinet slots, and the very reverse is true. Yeah. You may have seen those figures.
We're more than twice as far ahead as the previous administration at this date.
That's right. And panel will update the cabinet.
Then I think you ought to bring the cabinet up to date on the grain embargo, where you are at the present time, the need for consultation with the Congress. And then we will go into the economic program for most of the meeting. Don Regan would like to brief the Cabinet on the tax program that's been developed and is awaiting your final approval. And then Dave Stockman will give an overview on where we are with the spending controls, since that's got to be finished up by the end of the week, as you know, by the next Cabinet meeting. Bill Smith asked to put a special item on about some legislation that he's considering. And then we have Dave Stockman, Ed Harper talking about reorganization authority, which expires, I think, in April. We need to have that extended.
And we're talking there about a simple term extension, right?
That's right,
no,
yeah.
No
changes in the...
no changes.
But we thought this would be a good opportunity just to alert the Cabinet also. Many of them are new to what the reorganization authority is and the limitations on it, so that they have an idea of what might be accomplished. So that's basically the Cabinet meeting. Now, that may take more than an hour.
Then after that, Mr. President, we've got a meeting with the Executive Committee of the National Governors Association. I think there are 17 or 18 governors that are going to be in. That'll start, that'll start at 11 o'clock. You're not scheduled to appear until 11:40. I will chair the meeting at 11, and the Vice President will carry the meeting until you, Vice President Murray Wiedenbaum, Dave Stockman, and Don Regan, until you get there. There will be a brief 20 minutes or so with the governors in that meeting, then we'll adjourn for lunch and handle the program the same way we did with the mayors when they were in last week. Following us, there will be a Q&A session at the end of the night.
As of today, you will have met them with every level of government, the mayors, the county execs, state legislators, and now the governors on your economic program. And this is the National Governors Association. This is their executive committee and their committee chairman.
That's correct.
The lineup today.
That's right. So. Then you've got a one-on-one with the vice president for 20 or 30 minutes at 2 o'clock. A brief drop by the Economic Advisory Board meeting. This is the initial meeting of the group that Marty Anderson has pulled together, outside economic advisor. So,
good to see Tom Sowell and Bill Friedman.
Bill Simon. Incidentally, Don Regan will take you in and introduce you to the room, to the group. As you know, Don will be chairing the Cabinet Council on Economic Affairs, which will be one of our working groups. So he'll be going with you to that.
And you've got a second meeting with labor leaders at 3 o'clock for 30 minutes. I think Elizabeth Dole will be the staff person in charge. I think you're going to attend that meeting with the audience. Basically, much of the same kind of trouble this morning.
Yeah.
Then you've got a wrap up with Jim Brady at 5:45, and should be able to be here around 6:10 or 6:15. You've got a night at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, this week we start getting a series.
Good.
Say, if you haven't heard the news this morning, Mrs. Dias is on her.
Mrs.
Dwyer. I'm getting mixed up with the gentleman. The State Department. Dwyer is on her way home. Yeah, on the plane last. I'm glad of that. I have my fingers crossed after that one hitch.
Three last
time. Yeah.
We've had a recent, well, Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew, he'd like to come in March or April, but we met with the Deputy Prime Minister Roger Ratanabe and Ambassador Kumaraswamy here. They indicated that he's very interested in having a meeting.
Thank you very much.
Why
can't we go there?
You might suggest that the President would like to.
Genuinely want to work with us, and they were the opening remarks. I think I like that they want to stay in there either through thick and thin. I think they were serious about that.